WGS and Camel X 306. If you're listening to 1120 AM, check out 98.7 FM. It's a better signal. If you want it to be perfect and digital, just download the Odyssey app, odyssey.com, to your phone, your iPad, wherever you happen to be in your car or at home. Sounds perfect. And you can also stream, you can pause, you can rewind, you can podcast. Andrew was showing me the podcast numbers again yesterday, and they're like literally insane. It's just crazy how many of you download the podcast. It makes us really happy, makes us look really good. So thank you for that. Wheeler's back. Amy's back. The whole team's back together for the first time in a couple of weeks. You're not allowed to leave anymore.
All right.
Yep.
I don't promise.
Damn it. I was talking about our date at the Funny Bone.
Yeah, that was so much fun.
That was fun. You were the best, loudest laugher there.
I am a professional laugher.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I like to laugh. It's not fake. I laugh loud. But, like, I don't, it's going to sound weird, but like, I don't like sitcoms at all. I don't really like comedies, like movies, very much. They have to be incredibly funny. Otherwise, I'm not there. But stand-up comedy always does it for me.
That's
always.
Interesting.
And then like slapstick, like Jackass, I'm like an idiot laughing on the floor.
I'm like that too. I think I'm a pretty tough laugh. And like Mystery Science Theater, or I Think You Should Leave, or like very weird, obscure things like that.
Yeah.
Old Simpsons really make me laugh.
Yep, South Park does it to me.
But I could sit down with you and watch a whole comedy and not even crack a smile.
I'm the same way.
But enjoy it and be like, that's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Do they even, this might be a very ignorant question, but do they even really make comedy movies anymore?
Not much.
Not good ones.
Yeah, because I haven't seen like a preview or anything recently.
Everybody got,
I don't know what they're doing.
Everybody got Apatow'd. Like,
yeah.
They're funny, and then we got to turn serious for some reason.
Yeah.
Like, I wanted to see a comedy. I didn't want to see your little drama with your girlfriend. I just wanted to, it was supposed to be funny. I wanted to laugh.
Oh, man, let me warn you off of a movie. I think I didn't pay $20 for it. It was marked down to $9.99, but I like M. Night Shyamalan. He's very uneven, but his new movie, Trap.
Oh,
Trap is really bad.
Did you watch it?
I watched some of it.
Oh,
not all of it.
Lord.
But I would like to watch the rest of it at some point.
This is the one in the concert.
Yes.
It's so bad.
Yeah, I mean,
I haven't even heard of this one.
So here are the basics. A guy, his name? Who's the star?
Oh, Josh Hartnett.
Josh Hartnett takes his 12-year-old daughter to see Lady Raven.
The big pop star.
Who's like a Beyonce.
Right.
And M. Night Shyamalan's daughter, by the way. That's who plays.
That was what I was getting to.
That's who plays.
That's what pissed me off.
Oh.
Is that, first of all, it's set at a concert. I get that. But I bet they played 8 full songs. It was like watching the concert.
And she's actually, not an actress. She's actually a musician.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yes, she is. She
but
is.
Like, dude, if I were to make a movie about a young pop star, and I cast Phoebe Glover as the young pop star, I would expect all of you to just say, kiss my ass. I mean, talk about Nepo, baby. Like, I think you have to be so outlandishly unaware to cast. Like, the whole movie was just about her, and I didn't care. Like, it just.
Yeah.
And plus, it was a bad movie.
Yeah. So, like, it's different than, say, which Godfather movie is the daughter
in? The third one.
It's fine, though, but she's not a main character. This is a central part of the story of your movie.
She is in a ludicrous amount of the film.
Right.
She is essentially the protagonist of the film, which is really, really
I haven't
funny.
Seen it. I'm sure I'll stream it at some point, but his misses are big, but his good ones are really good.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yeah, but those are that ratio is shrinking by the year.
It's true.
I don't know. I don't know. To me, it feels about the same, but because I've always thought things were like The Village was like. Mm.
Oh, I like The Village.
Yeah,
Village,
I mean, it's fine.
Village
but then,
scared me.
But there's
Village
also a lot of it where you're like, couldn't they just, like that kind of thing?
Right.
But then like Sixth Sense or Signs. I love Signs. That's one of my favorite movies.
We were in Colorado a couple years ago, whole family, and Phoebe had never seen Sixth Sense. And so we got to watch her watch it. And once you see The Sixth Sense a couple of times, and you know the big twist.
Yeah.
You see it all through the movie.
Yes.
Like, how did I not see
Which is
see
what I
this?
Loved watching yeah. it the second time.
Yes.
Because you're seeing
like
it
Shutter
totally
Island.
Different. Yes. You're seeing it totally differently.
And so
differently.
We're just watching her when the big reveal comes.
Yeah.
And she was like, what?
like every one at a time.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like really exciting.
Yes. I like a lot of movies and shows like that where the second and third time through are sometimes even better.
Yeah.
Knowing what, because you're not paying attention to like, I have to follow the plot. I have to
Nick and I watched Shutter Island twice in a row.
Yeah.
Because we're both so angry. We're like, no, they cheated. There's no way that the movie was consistent. And
right.
we watched it back to back and just marveled. Like,
yep.
oh my God,
they
really,
nailed it.
They really pulled it off.
Yep.
Stairway?
All right. So you guys choose science or sports?
Science.
Guys. I think that we have developed, and by we, I mean not the show or us, but like human species. We have figured out how to deflect asteroids in space so
oh, yeah?
that they won't hit us.
That's cool.
So I saw this story yesterday or the day before, but and that now so far they've done it in a lab. They did, you know, remember when they landed on that asteroid
yes.
not that long ago? They learned some things from that that can teach us this, but they think that a nuclear blast set off in space, but, you know, a distance from Earth so that it's not going to blow back on us, will send X-rays in the direction of the asteroid, which would set off basically pockets of steam that would send it in a different direction or alter its course. So we now think we have figured out the way that we could maybe save the Earth from the Earth-killing asteroid if you know well enough in advance, which we technically, we tend to. It's not that we don't have blind spots, but we're pretty good
yeah.
at seeing the big stuff. But I thought that was fascinating. Like 10 years ago, 20 years ago, we would not have known what to do
yeah.
if a giant Earth-killing asteroid was coming. And now there's at least a viable plan that has been tested scientifically that could work.
You know what's interesting, though, is that just like balls in a billiard table, this last one that we moved successfully.
Yeah.
It's not like it's going to come kill us now, but by moving it, we changed everything.
Right.
And so now it may hit something that may hit something that may come our way.
You know, you just don't know. It's the biggest pool table in the mm-hmm. in the universe. But you do have to worry more about the immediate concerns
yes.
than you have to worry
yes.
about.
If you're 6 months away from being
hit. 1,000 years from now, because who knows what tech we're going to have in 1,000 years.
I don't understand the big difference, but evidently a comet, we wouldn't know. We just go, hey, what's that?
Bang. Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. How about, so did you guys, I'm sure you've heard of it. Well, I think you probably have, Dave, but I saw a video about it not that long ago, and it always fascinated me since it's another science-y topic. But have you heard of the rods from God weapon? Have you heard of this?
I don't know.
So the idea is that you build these like telephone pole size rods that are made of tungsten because it's a really dense material. And you could just drop it from orbit out of a satellite. And it would have the explosive impact, the damaging impact of a nuclear weapon
wow.
without the explosives or the
wow.
nuclear part. Like it would just be that much force. Driven into the Earth because of the size and the speed that it picks
That's
up.
That's evil.
And because
We're
of
so
its materials.
Stupid.
Like,
We're so stupid.
We've
evolved
come up with all this
for 500,000 years to go, like, what if we dropped giant pieces of steel on each other?
We are the best at finding ways to destroy.
100%.
We are, as a species, we're amazing at that.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, it's also led to our success. Right? I mean, because we were able to fashion weapons of some kind, we could fight off saber-toothed tigers and other predators. And, you know, it is, you have to consider too. I know we talk about this a lot when it comes to money and positions of power around the world. Like your ancestors were better at killing than others. But those of us that survived were probably because they were the best at fighting and killing
yeah,
and at some point in the furthest,
yeah.
you know, in the distant past.
Speaking of, you're talking about like human nature being drawn to the dark. I wrote this on my show sheet, just kind of watching some of the coverage of the P. Diddy stuff. If what they say about him is half true, he's just like a monster.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you think that people like that think of themselves as bad people? Or do you think that they're just...
I think it depends, but with him, I don't think he thinks he's a bad person. I think he just, like Harvey Weinstein, I don't think he looks in the mirror and goes like, there's that monster. I think he's just a very selfish person who wants what he wants and doesn't care how it makes other people feel. I don't think there's a lot of reflecting going on.
I think the people that do things like that have sociopathic tendencies at the very least, if not beyond that, where the other people just are not relevant to you. Mm-hmm. Their needs, what they're just pieces on the board that you're going to move around to get what you want.
You think it's going to blow up?
This did the Diddy thing?
Like take down a bunch of Hollywood people?
See, I mean,
50 Cent's got a new documentary coming out on Netflix about it.
Really?
He's funding it.
One thing that's annoying me is like you get on Twitter and it's like this person took a picture with Diddy. They knew everything. It's like, well, that's not true. Yeah. Like, who knows who knew what? Yeah.
DGS, Dave Murray coming up at the bottom of the hour. He'll be in live on Friday. No show tomorrow because there's a 2:10 baseball game, and the pregame's going to start about 1:10, I guess. So we're going to be last day off.
Oh, it's the pregame starts at 1:10, so yeah.
Yeah.
2 o'clock start time.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Because we come in and do a 2-minute show.
Yeah.
Be the best 2-minute show ever. Question for all of you, but primarily Wheels. Travis Kelce taking some crap from some sportscasters.
Yep.
One in particular.
Todd McShay.
Who basically said, hey, look, I'm happy he's in a relationship. I'm glad he's happy, but you can't jet set around and drink alcohol and party the whole offseason and come in chubby and slow and no explosiveness and put up 67 yards in the first 3 games and not take some crap. Thoughts?
Yeah. A couple things, and I'll just go by the football side of it, not the dating side, because that's irrelevant. I don't care. There are a lot of people that party all off season long in sports. There are a lot of people that are off on honeymoons or on vacations or drinking a lot or whatever. That's not going to be unique to Travis Kelce because his girlfriend's famous, right?
He's not the only one that partied on the off season.
Correct. If your argument is, and this is what Todd McShay was arguing, is that he's out of shape. That's what he's saying. And McShay also said, as a part of that, he said this on a podcast, that he says he'll probably play himself into shape. That as the season goes along, he'll get better and better shape. If you look at him from 2 years ago and you look at him now, he is heavier than he used to be. But it's not an unusual thing for players. He's not a young player. Travis Kelce is in his mid-30s, so he's a guy that, from an athlete standpoint, is getting to the end of his career. That's not an unusual thing, whether or not you're dating a famous person. To me, this is a case where you have to separate the performance of the player from who he's dating and why. Because, again, all of these guys have different off-seasons. Some guys go home, and they're with their family, and they just have normal dad off-seasons, and that's all they are. Others just party all the time, and they get out of shape. And the question is, are you out of shape or not? That's the question with Kelce. And I know it's a sensitive area in normal conversations, right? Because in normal ways, you don't talk about what people look like. You don't talk about kind of shape they're in. In sports, you do. It's part of the deal because we can see and it affects performance. I don't know that he's totally out of shape. I know that he looks heavier to me now than he did a couple of years ago, but he's also 34. And he's not 31 or 32. And in sports, that's a big difference. But if that's a legitimate, like, because McShay's background, he's a scouting guy, right? He's gotten famous scouting college players for the NFL draft. That's kind of what he's known for. So if he's making that evaluation based on a professional opinion that he's moving slower, that he's, looks heavy or whatever, that's a different thing than blaming it on who his girlfriend is. But it's still a sensitive topic. It could just be that he's getting older. And he's off to a slow start and will work his way through. But I will say it's fair if you're evaluating performance to look at what he's done so far and be like, he's not Travis Kelce right now.
Do you think they just throw in the girlfriend comment because they know, oh, this way my analysis will go viral?
Yes. Well, he wouldn't be. I mean, he's one of the best tight ends ever.
Yes, he is.
Legit.
Yep.
But we would not be talking about him at all. Unless he was dating Taylor Swift.
Outside of the football world.
Yeah, I mean,
inside the football world, he's been a conversation for 8-9 years.
You know exactly who he is.
Right.
But we, the general public, wouldn't care about a tight end for the Chiefs if he weren't dating Taylor Swift.
No, no. His profile is elevated.
And he wouldn't have any commercials.
Right.
And he wouldn't have any television
shows.
Well,
he had commercials before that. Because he's always...
Not like this.
Not the same. No, not at the same level. But he's always had the personality to go along with performance, right? He's always had the outgoing guy. He's always been the guy that has a funny dance after touchdowns. He's been a personality for years. And in the football world, yeah, right? It was a more insular thing, and now it's a much bigger thing. And yes, that bigger thing is elevated because his girlfriend's Taylor Swift.
You know what drives me crazy is I just found out the other day, I saw on Reddit that his dad now has a podcast.
Oh, for God's sake.
So I think the mom has a podcast, and now the dad, it's called like Papa Kelsey Weighs In or something. I know, it's like, come on, we all know what you're doing.
I mean, we're all getting sick of his brother, but at least his brother was a damn good football player who earned a career. Right? It's not just, well, that was my kid, so now I'm going to do a podcast.
I do like that Buffalo Wild Wings commercial with Jason Kelsey. It was pretty funny. Don't do me like that.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 334. Dave Murray joins us. Hey, Dave.
Hello there.
Excited to come back to St. Louis?
Yes, absolutely. Always.
Yeah, that'll be fun. That'll be a good time. Dave's going to be here for the whole 3 o'clock hour with us live in studio on Friday. You only get to see him... at the best once a year, maybe sometimes every few years. So it's going to be really good to have him back in town. What a beautifully perfect day today is.
Yes, yes. Now, with that said, there could be a little shower squirt by, a sprinkle between now and about 7 o'clock. But really, don't worry about it. There's nothing much on radar. But there's a lot of cumulus clouds out there. I think most of the action will be very, very hard to find. So all the focus is on the tropics now.
Yeah. When is it supposed to hit Florida?
It starts to ease into Florida in the next couple of hours.
Ooh.
It starts raining in areas, the wind's picking up. But the direct hit in the Big Bend area of Florida is going to be probably tomorrow morning. It's going to accelerate and really explode into strength, and then it's going to slow down a little bit. So it should be a Category 3 when it hits.
And Dave, is this hitting in some of the same places that the one hit like a month ago?
A little bit, yeah. You know, it's an area of Florida that is not a highly populated area.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, for whatever reason, I don't quite understand that because it's right on the ocean.
Right.
But it's just, you know, kind of what happens. And, you know, so yes, it's a very similar track. And why it's such a big concern is that it's like running a big storm into a wall, that the water truly has no place to go except inland. And so the storm surge could be 15, 20 feet. That's a problem.
Yes.
That's the big problem.
So, Dave, one of the reasons you're coming in town, I believe, is to be the meteorologist for one of the many festivals we have going on this weekend. That's going to be tough.
Yeah, it's the Evolution Festival. It started last year, and I think they're already talking about next year. But it's a tough forecast, but there's good news. I've been working with them for over a week now because the setup has been going on since Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we had almost 4 inches of rain Sunday and Monday. That doesn't help matters. But they're moving along. They're okay. The good news is that this hurricane is going to slow down once it makes landfall. It is going to turn to the north and northwest, but I think it's going to be a struggle to get the whole thing into the St. Louis area. We were talking yesterday, there's going to be this fine line of rain and no rain. It looks like the solid rain shield is going to be more of a Farmington to Mount Vernon, Illinois line. It's a little close for comfort.
Right.
But there will be showers. I think tomorrow is a dry day, 78 degrees, another pretty day, dry Thursday night. Friday, mostly cloudy skies. There's going to be these little waves of showers squirting at us from the east, northeast, kind of rotating around that circulation. A little concerned about Friday afternoon. I've seen some winds of 25, 30 miles per hour. That's nothing extreme, but it will be kind of windy. 75 on Friday, scattered kind of tropical type showers around Friday night and Saturday, though I don't see it raining all day on Saturday, 77. And Sunday looking a little bit better, even better. Partly sunny skies, nothing more than a couple of spotty showers squirting by, and 79 degrees. So compared to yesterday, the way it was looking, things are looking better for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Certainly not perfect by any means, but better.
Good.
But better.
Good, good. Headlines, Rach?
Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So the Senate has passed a bill boosting Secret Service protections for presidential candidates. The bill has been dubbed the Enhanced Presidential Security Act, and it would grant nominees Donald Trump and Kamala Harris the same level of protection as President Biden. Last week, Biden called on Congress to approve more help for the Secret Service.
Did you guys see the Senate report? About the first assassination?
I saw headlines. Oh,
brutal.
Brutal.
Brutal is right. That's a great word.
I mean,
for it.
It sounds like we could have planned that thing better. Non-professionals.
I mean, I would not have had any rooftops near the stage.
No.
And I'm a dummy.
Right. So they were on a 1-800 number with the Secret Service's drone company, because they couldn't launch the drone, at the exact same time that the assassin was flying his drone over the area.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. 20-year-old loser kid was more effective than the whole Secret Service and local police. Unbelievable.
So President Biden addressed the United Nations for the final time as president yesterday. His speech covered a range of topics, including the Russia-Ukraine war and Israel's conflicts with Hamas and Hezbollah. He also addressed the controversial decision to withdraw U.S. troops from Afghanistan. He says he's witnessed a remarkable sweep of history during his term.
Okay. Fair enough.
Do you think he's even trying?
What do you mean?
Like, you know, he's a short timer. He's
Oh, I think he's trying harder than ever.
He's putting his 2 weeks notice and he's out the door.
I mean, he's going to get his entire legacy is 4 years. I'm sure he cares.
Yes, very much. I think so.
But then
doesn't mean he's going to be good. He just cares.
Yeah, he's going to do some stuff between now and January. He's going to pardon some people, and he's going to try to pass some laws and things like that.
No, I think he cares very much. Yeah.
So 7 in 10 likely voters are worried about politically motivated violence after the 2024 presidential election. 73% of likely voters expressed concern about the potential for politically motivated violence following the outcome. Only about 27% expressed little to no concern. What about you guys? Do you have any concerns about how it's going to all shake out?
I mean, we saw what happened in 2020 when Donald Trump lost while in the office. If he loses outside of the office, is that better? Is it easier? Is it worse? I don't know. And that's my thing is I don't know.
Yeah.
I could see another January 6th type thing. I could see something worse, or I could see it kind of landing with a thud and nothing really happening.
Yeah. My concerns are that the grown-ups, the people that are supposed to be the grown-ups in the room, are making it worse.
Mm-hmm.
You're not helping. You're not, first of all, if there are problems, you're not doing anything to fix them. Second of all, you're not providing any evidence whatsoever other than stories. Stories are not evidence. Evidence is presentable. And, you know, like all the, like, oh, we know that this was stolen. Really? Where can you point, like, if you have the evidence, if you're saying that this election was stolen, you should have it up on a website for everybody to go see it. Your official campaign website should be posting it. And you should be continuously filing lawsuit after and trying to get in front of judges. But we know what happened when you did that. It all got thrown out. You have to be an adult and stop firing people up because you think it might help you get elected.
Did you see that Meadows was just given full immunity and he's going to testify against Trump?
Oh, wow.
Will it matter?
It could.
Will anybody who needs to hear what he has to say listen to him?
I mean, in a trial, so far, Donald Trump has not done well in trials.
Yeah.
In the court of public opinion, he's got half of the country who believes everything he says. But that all goes out the window when you get in front of a judge and a jury.
Yeah.
So if they do happen to get this case to a jury, it could go bad.
Yeah, I mean, vote for who you want to vote for. But the people that are at that level need to be grown-ups and need to be calming things down rather than firing things up.
Yeah, there's too much at stake.
So Alex Jones's InfoWars is going to be auctioned off, sold off piece by piece in auctions this fall to help pay for the more than $1 billion he owes relatives of victims of the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting. U.S. bankruptcy judge Christopher Lopez said during a hearing yesterday he will approve the auctions that start in November. Despite the news, Jones vows to continue his talk shows, possibly on a new website and his personal social media accounts.
So nothing changes for him. Here's what I don't understand. How is InfoWars worth a nickel? This was the vehicle that caused so much pain because you lied on this very website, on this very platform. You owe $1 billion or something crazy like that. How is that worth anything?
It could be that he like owns the studio,
or like the building, facilities,
and all the like equipment. So
has to be that.
Maybe when you say like piece by piece, maybe they literally just mean like they're going to take apart all the equipment.
Yeah.
All the, you know, they're going to sell the studio space. They're going to sell the, you know, the chairs, whatever. And then that money will be.
You're right, Dave. The intellectual property is worth nothing because
I wouldn't think so.
Because it was always about him anyway.
Yeah.
Right? It wasn't about the name InfoWars. It was because it was Alex Jones.
Right.
Yeah. If he were to go start a new one called Alex's Place, it's immediately worth more than the name InfoWars.
Yeah. So it has to be the physical structure that.
Governor Tim Walz is prepping for the vice presidential debate. And yesterday, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg helped out by playing J.D. Vance. I would love to see a video of that.
They got to release those videos.
Yeah, I want to just anytime someone's like, and playing the role of Donald Trump is Chris Christie. I'm like, I have to see this. It's happening October 1st on CBS.
And we will be playing it here on KMOX.
Yep.
What do you guys expect?
I don't know. I don't know either of these guys very well. So it'll be, you know, I don't know how it's going to shake out. I don't know how they're going to interact with each other. I'm very interested to see it.
I think they're going to both be caricatures of themselves.
Yeah.
I think Tim Walz is going to be
like, golly gee.
Don't try to sell me a pig in a poke. And I think J.D. Vance will be, you know, Mr. Yale. And
really hard to imagine either of those guys debating.
J.D. Vance says he's not preparing nearly as much. He says he doesn't need to. He's clear on his policies, so he doesn't need to.
I'm with him on that. Like, this is what you do. You should be able to debate without having to have someone pretend to be your opponent. It's your profession.
He's got a big stuffed teddy bear playing Tim Walz.
I talked to my buddy Greg Damon. He doesn't need to prepare to talk to me about my car because he knows it. He knows everything that's going on there. It's his expertise.
Let's do one more story here. A woman was arrested after breaking into a home and cooking dinner. This happened in Wisconsin. She's been arrested after breaking into a stranger's house and cooking herself a meal of pasta and shrimp. She then went through the homeowner's mail looking for names and information in order to fabricate a story. The homeowner noticed someone inside the house when she arrived home on Tuesday night and called the police. When officers went to the door, the suspect claimed she had permission to be there and had been given house keys earlier that day.
Wow.
The homeowner said she'd never met the woman before and the suspect was taken to jail.
Jeez, that's terrifying.
That's scary, yeah.
It is scary.
What was she there for, just to cook?
She was making herself some pasta and shrimp.
I mean, I don't know if I'd kick her out.
You're just like, oh, man. Smells
You're
good.
You're going to cook for me?
Smells pretty good.
Thanks, Dave.
All right.
352 DGS. Bernie Miklas will be with us at the top of the hour. So everyone here DoorDashes or has DoorDash, but Wheeler doesn't do it, right?
That's correct.
When you're watching the little thing and the little car is out in front of your house, you know they're there. What is your move? It's like, here's mine. No one sees me. I'm like a raccoon. And I watch them, and then I wait until they're off my porch, down my sidewalk, and they're just starting to get in their car. Then I open my door, because what I've learned is that typically triggers them to turn and look at me, and then I go, hey, thanks. But I'm not close enough to them where we can have a real conversation.
Oh, that's smart.
Thank you.
So I live on the second floor of an apartment, and what I do is I very creepily wait at the window.
Right,
and
watch like a horror movie.
Yeah, and watch them walk up. They can 100% see my silhouette.
Right.
Because I have like sheer curtains. And as soon as I see them walk away, like from under the awning on my porch, then I go down there. I am not slick. They definitely see me.
They know.
I think about Andrew every time too because I will oftentimes get the food before they're even at the car, and I think about how you said like every time you did that.
Yeah, every time I would get like I would back up slowly from the house, keeping an eye on that bag of food, And then I would turn, open my car door, and sit down, and then whip back towards it, and that food would be gone. Like if they were, I could, and I would know that they were just waiting for the moment that
come
my
out of
head,
your hidey hole.
My head turned away, and they were snatching that up. And I always knew, like you always can tell, like when you drop the food off, it's like this person is standing directly on the other side of this door.
I can feel them
watching through the people. I can feel the body heat from them as they are just waiting, and that's fine. I mean, I never
Whenever
had a problem. That's what I do too.
Get a wild hair, and I actually walk, and I meet them like at the sidewalk, and I take it from them.
Wow!
I feel like I should get a medal.
Yeah, you should.
You know,
I never had that happen once.
Really?
Yeah.
Dave's getting the food, and he's like, "So this is free now, right?"
Because you didn't have to walk it up.
My like 600 deliveries.
No,
I never once.
I ordered during that rain. And I actually went outside with an umbrella, went to their car so they didn't have to get out.
Wow.
That's really nice.
I mean, I just felt bad watching them soak their butt walking up to, you know, bringing my food.
I'm going to let you know, if it's like raining or whatever, most people are not like that. Most people are like, don't go under the covered porch. Go around. I don't want you to be under the covered porch where it's dry. I would prefer you to be out in the rain longer. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.